This week's parasha, Parashas Tzav, the pasuk says, "Zeh korban Aaron ubanav asher yakrivu l'Hashem biyom himashachoso." This is the korban that Aaron and his children will bring on the day that they're anointed for the kohuna. And Rashi quotes some Chazal that this pasuk actually teaches us about three menachas, three different korbanos mincha that are brought. One is the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings each and every day. One is the minchas chinuch. A minchas chinuch that the Kohen Gadol brings when he's mischanech b'chuhuna gadola, the first time that he brings a korban that he serves in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol. And one is a minchas chinuch that a Kohen Hedyot brings when he's mischanech for his avoda, when he does avoda for the first time. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav points out a Rambam, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash in Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin writes that sometimes one Kohen will bring all three of these korbanos in one day. If you have a Kohen who never served in the Beis HaMikdash, and he is appointed as a Kohen Gadol, let's say, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach will come, and they'll appoint someone as the Kohen Gadol, he never did Avodah before, he'll bring these three Karbonos the very first day. He'll bring a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyot, right? He's a Kohen who never did Avodah ever in the Beis HaMikdash. He'll bring a Minchas Chinuch b'toras a Kohen Hedyot. But he'll bring a Minchas Chinuch b'toras a Kohen Gadol as well, because now he's serving in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol. And he'll bring a Minchas Chavitin, a Mincha of Chavite Kohen Gadol, a Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought each and every day in the Beis HaMikdash. He'll have to bring all three Karbanos, if really it is the first time that he does Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, Avoda as the Kohen Gadol, and he'll bring a Minchas Chavitin as the Kohen Gadol. Concludes the Rambam in that halacha, U'maisa Shloshton Shavah. And the mice of all three karbanos is the same. What does that mean? So at first glance, what the Rambam is saying is that the ingredients of these three karbanos mincha and the pu'ula, the maisa hakarban, the maisa hakrava of the karban is exactly the same. They're all menachas, the same type of karban mincha, the minchas chavitin, the minchas chinuch of a kohen gadol, minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyot. They're all exactly the same in terms of the way that the karban is brewed. But there are others that explain. And maybe there's a deeper message here as well. Sfasemis writes that really the minchas chavitim of a Kohen Gadol is like a minchas chinuch. It's really a minchas chinuch. A minchas chinuch of each and every day. That the Kohen Gadol, aside from the first time that he does avod in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol, avod in the Mishkan as a Kohen Gadol, but he has to bring a mincha each and every day. He brings a minchas chinuch each and every day. That's what the minchas chavitim really is all about. The Minchas Chavitim is a carbon that reminds the Kohen Gadol that he has to feel a sense of Minchas Chinuch each and every day. He has to feel his chachos, that it's like he's being mischanech for his avodah. It's like the very first time. He's been doing it day in, day out, maybe weeks on end, months on end, years. He could be a Kohen Gadol for many years in the Beis HaMikdash. But he has to feel each and every day, it's like a Minchas Chinuch. It's like it's the very first time. That's the vort of the Minchas Chinuch. That's the vort of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Maybe that's what the Rambam means, Maisa Shloshtan Shaveh, that aside from the ingredients and the Maisa Hakrava of these three Karbanos being the same, but the idea of the Minchas Chavitim is that it's really like a Minchas Chinuch. The Kohen Gadol always has to think that the Avodah he's doing is fresh. In Be'emes, we know that Aaron HaKohen really had that feeling. In Parashas Balosa, when it talks about the lighting of the menorah, the Pasuk says, Vayas Kein Aaron, that Aaron did so. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, Magid Shilcho Shal Aaron Shloshina, that Aaron HaKohen did exactly what he was told, Shloshina, he never changed. So everyone asks, why would I think that Aaron HaKohen would change? What, he'd do differently than he was commanded? He lit the menorah exactly the same way that he was commanded. Obviously he would do what he was told. The Sefer Mishcha Shemin explains that maybe there's a deeper understanding to this Maimer Chazal. That Vayas Kein Aaron Shloshina means that Aaron did the lighting of the menorah each and every day with the same eslavas, the same excitement, the same simcha that he did it the very first time. Just like he brought the minchas chavitin, like a minchas chinuch, he had the eslavas and the eschachos each and every time he brought that mincha, so too he lit the menorah with the same eschachos, the same excitement each and every day. I think this is a lesson not just for the Kohen Gadol, it's a lesson for each and every one of us. You know, it's not easy. Every single day, we do the same mitzvah, the same tefillah, and the same Talmud Torah. Maybe not the same sugya, but we're learning, and we're davening, and we're doing mitzvahs. We're putting on tefillin, putting tzitzis on each and every day. To feel his chachos, to feel that we're that it's a new mitzvah. It's not pashut. It's not easy. But that's the tzav. That's the command that we always have to feel that it's fresh. We always have to have that sense of excitement for mitzvahs whenever we do them. How do we get that excitement? How can we get to that level that we feel his chachas each and every time that we stand up to daven, each and every time we come to say there? How do we get that his chachas? I think the answer is we have to be misboning. We have to think. We have to appreciate what we're doing. We have to appreciate context, and we have to understand what we're doing. The more that we're misboning, the more that we have a machshava, we have the right machshava, the easier it is to get to that level. You know, if tefillah and Talmud Torah are just mitzvahs, so they can get boring, they can get stale, they can get old. But if we realize that tefillah is a derech to have a kiras elokim, to feel close to the Shechina, if we understand that Talmud Torah is a way to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, if we really internalize that, if we really think about that, if we contemplate that, so it's a totally different Talmud Torah. It's a different feeling. You know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Perek Gimel says that Asara Shiyoshim the Yesh Beinayim Divrei Torah Shechina Shruya Beinayim. The Shechina is there. 10 people. 10 people are learning together. The Shechina is there. Minayin Afilu Chamisha. Minayin Afilu Shlosha. Minayin Afilu Shnayim. Minayin Afilu Echad Zok the Mishnah. Even one person learning Torah alone in the Beis Medrash. Everyone else has gone home. It's after Bdikas Chametz. One person there. The Shechina is Shruya Kenegdo. Quotes a pasuk. Can you imagine that? The Shechina Shruya? You're learning Chumash and Rashi, you're learning a black Gemara, Gittin, Psachim, whatever. The Shechina Shruya? Do we really feel that? If we really felt that, it would be a different time of time. If we really felt that when we came to Tefillah, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, we really felt we were speaking, Baruch Atah Hashem, we were really speaking to the ultimate Melech, who can give us everything we want, everything we need. If we really thought that, really internalized that, it would be a different feeling. The problem is the Yetzirah gets the better of us. Right? We're so distracted. We put so much on our head. We're so busy and so stressed. And we get so used to the hergel of Talmud Torah and of tefillah and of all mitzvahs that we just do mitzvahs. We're so involved in the mechanical performance of mitzvahs, we don't internalize the machshava, the depth of a mitzvah, the depth of what it means to be a Jew, the depth of what it means to feel a kirvas elokim, to feel the Shechina. We don't feel the Shechina enough. We don't think about feeling the Shechina enough. That's the problem. We have to try harder. Chodesh Nisan is a time to start again. You know, we think of Chodesh Elul and Tishrei, the beginning of the year. That's the time to start again. But there's a cycle in the year. There's Tishrei and there's Nisan too. Nisan, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshei Hashana. Nisan is the first of the months. Tishrei is also the beginning of a cycle. But Nisan is an opportunity to start once again. To start to think, to be misboning. Not just to do mitzvahs. Of course, doing mitzvahs with great addictuk is very important. But to think about what we're doing, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the equation of the mitzvahs that we do. To appreciate the matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, the matana of mitzvahs, the matana of Torah, to be able to learn His Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Now we always say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted His essence into the Torah. So much there, in halacha, in machshav, in lamdas, so much in Torah. To appreciate that matana, HaShabach HaBonu Mikol HaAmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us and given us the Torah, given us so many matanas in life. Chodesh Nisan is an opportunity to bring that back into our lives, to bring that machshava back into our lives, and to appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, to appreciate the kiras elokim that we can have, that's there for the taking, if we just think about it. A person who thinks, right? If a person just is willing to think, ready to think, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, it's a different life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to really think about Kirvas Elokim, to think about the matanas that He's given us, to appreciate them. Chodesh Nisan is Zman of Geula. We should tackle all be zocha to our personal Geulas, to our personal Yeshuas. We should be zocha to a Geula Klolis. We should all see the day B'as Mashiach Tzikenu and the Binyan Bar Shlishi Ben Hera.